I'm Harvey Manfred Jensen.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Yes, wisdom there from Zoolander, I believe. If you recognize those clips, go to the takeaway.org. We play a little trivia because it's movies on Friday at the Takeaway. This week's release is, I've seen the billboard. I want to be in the billboards. Rock of Ages, the all-star love letter to 1980s hair metal. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Mines are our movie day team here as usual. And in addition to hosting the podcast, Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. Welcome to you both.
Hi. Thanks. Happy Friday.
And we want everyone to subscribe to the Movie Date podcast at themoviedate.org. Let's talk about Rock of Ages. You see this cast. Can you tick them off, Rafer?
Sure. So starting with Tom Cruise,
right.
Russell Brand, Alec Baldwin, even Paul Giamatti, Mary J. Blige, Julianne Hough, and Diego Boneta are the two leads.
I mean, I got a this is Spinal Tap sort of goosebump just seeing it, because there is this kind of cliche, you know, rock nostalgia piece to it. But Kristen, what do you think? Does this work?
You know, I never thought I would say this, but there is a time and a place for REO Speedwagon and Pat Benatar to be together, and it is in this movie.
All right, let's hear a clip.
Now you drink up and dry off, but remember, this is just a rest stop.
I need a job.
Do you dance?
I'm a better singer.
I don't need a singer. You're a pretty girl. You want to make some real money? You gotta dance. You also have to be tough, too. And you don't look too tough to me.
I'm tough.
Little piece from Rock of Ages. So, Rayford, what's the story here?
Oh, the story. Well, it's two young, hopeful rockers working at the Bourbon Room on L.A.'s Sunset Strip, trying to get their big break. And that's Julianne Hough and Diego Boneta. And that's really the story. It's a romance that unfolds against, you know, 1987 and the Sunset Strip. The Bourbon Room, a stand-in for the Whiskey A Go-Go, the real Whiskey A Go-Go.
Right.
And, you know, it's an excuse. It's a jukebox musical. It's an excuse to pack in, you know, everyone from Guns N' Roses to Journey to Extreme, you know,
Styx,
you name it.
Bon Jovi.
What's it based on? What's it based on?
The play. It's based on a Broadway
play. So it's based
play.
On the,
yes.
the musical that's running in London.
Yes.
I see. Very good. Okay. So does it work, Rafer?
I will say the play actually had really won me over, which I didn't expect. The play was really charming and funny and winking. This version, I found none of those things.
Really?
I think this one does not work. And you know what the real problem is to me? This movie does not have a rock and roll heart. Everyone in this
Ooh.
Movie is a pop type. The movie
Kristen's
feels like a
glee
medley. It doesn't have a rock and roll heart to me.
I don't think you have a heart, Rafer. I think that if you have a heart, you're going to stand up and cheer when you see this movie. You're going to love it. You're going to be thinking, I am cheering for Extreme right now. I am cheering for Styx, and I was.
I just want to say, I was on the Sunset Strip in 1987. I was there.
All right, before we go, I heard in the blog traffic that Giamatti and Brand steal this movie. True?
That Giamatti is very good. Brand, I'm not. I was not so impressed with.
Kristen? I give it to Alec Baldwin and to Tom Cruise.
Really?
Yes.
Cruise. All right, Rock of Ages opens today.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. That's right.
Rock of Ages is open. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, our takeaway culture producer and co-host of that Movie Date podcast. Don't stop believing.